Coach, why don't you start us off, give us your opening thoughts, and then we'll open it up for any questions there might be.
Okay. This is a great opportunity for our kids and for our community. You know, Howard County and Greentown, Indiana, and it really showed up here for us. And you know, we just want to thank them first and foremost, the support that they've given us, you know, helped get us here. And, you know, the kids that sit, you know, to my right and left, and, you know, these kids here have just meant so much to me personally, to the community. And, you know, we came here expecting to fight for an opportunity to win. And, you know, Mater Dei played great in the first half, and, you know, just but our kids in the second half fought, got it down to 13 at one point, just kept, they're resilient kids, and, you know, we expect that out of them, and, you know, they believe they could win throughout the whole game. So I think Mater Dei, you know, may be the best team in the state, you know, overall. So, you know, we're proud of the effort and, you know, proud of the kids.
Coach, could you talk about the way you guys adapted well to their style of play, maybe just didn't knock down some shots early? How big was that?
You know, it was big, but, you know, our kids, I feel like they shot it and, you know, tried to shoot it in rhythm. You know, we might have been second-guessing ourselves a little bit at the beginning of the game, but, you know, we just missed shots, you know, early, and Spawn came out and, you know, she's hitting threes. You know, the game plan is pretty simple against them. You're going to have to leave some people open. And, you know, the decision was, you know, to leave their guards open some and to, you know, to deal with Schickel and Fisher and Mosterman. And I give those other kids tremendous credit for stepping up and hitting their shots. And the second half, we did that. You know, we're resilient. Like I said, we could have packed it in. But, yeah, early, I think we shot 21% in the first half. And, you know, it just dug us a little bit of a hole. But, you know, tremendous fight back.
Is their size inside as big a factor as you thought, as you were afraid it might be?
That's a bigger factor than I was afraid it was going to be. I know that, you know, Bethany was really struggling with just, you know, how to get the shot off on the inside against Schickel. You know, she's really tough. You try to pump fake her, she never leaves the floor. Her, you know, she's a lot taller than her 6'1", you know, height may say with her long arms. But yeah, their height and their ability to just throw it up and go get it. You know, we really helped a lot. We knew we had to help early in the game, and that left the weak side open some. And you know, Mara's a great passer, and, you know, they did a tremendous job of hitting those open people. But, yeah, size, offensive rebounds for them in the first half, you know, we just had to kind of adjust to that. It's kind of like how I think for most of the year, when people start to play us, they got to adjust to the speed that we play with. I think you have to be on the floor with them to realize, you know, what the length does.
You can't simulate that. You hadn't seen nothing like that. Does film do it justice, what they had inside?
No, I mean, I don't think film does it. I mean, we simulate it with boys in practice, and we got some people that can jump out of the gym that play against us. But, you know, you try to simulate it, but it's tough. I mean, it was tough in there. I know it was tough sledding for these guys in there. They tried to pump fake. They tried to reverse. They tried to, you know, do a lot of different things. You know, Taylor Holiday, same thing on the inside. But, you know, we kept coming at them.
Hey, Coach, can you talk about, this is your first day of Paris. What do you hope your girls take away from this experience?
You know, I think they could talk on that. I'd like to have them talk on it a little bit. For me, it's all about them. You know, I mean, we'll do our work behind the scenes, and, you know, I want them to, you know, relish in, you know, getting here. There's not a lot of people that are going to, you know where Eastern Greentown necessarily is. And I think these kids in this room, in many different sports and avenues, and what they do off the floor, have put us on the map, and people know who we are because of this group. So, I don't know if you'd like for them to talk on that, but yeah, what it means to you to come here.
I think it's really good for the community. Just, yeah, like Coach said, put us on the map. But I think what we take most out of this is just a fun experience. Just to even get to play in the game is an honor. I thought we showed up. We couldn't hit shots. You can't do anything about that. So I think we're going to leave trying to keep our heads up high.
Brittany, I know you probably talked about this twice already, but could you just put into words what the Mental Attitude Award means on top of everything that you've achieved to this point in your career?
Yeah, it means a lot. Like each accomplishment we're getting each week seems to keep topping the sports accomplishments in my high school career, and that's such an honor. I know Bethany really wanted to win it in cross, and she didn't. And we are going to try it again in basketball. And it really means a lot being a student athlete, but today was just a little frustrating on the court. But I think we're going to leave with no regrets, and that was a good way to end my career.
Bethany, could you talk about that final sequence? You got the steal. You guys traded the ball a few times.
Yeah, Coach really wanted us to score before he took us out. So I just kind of hinted at it, and then I sent it to Brittany. I wanted her to score last thing, and then she sent it back. So that's kind of like our little signature move, so it was really good to end our career on that.
I'd make note of that. You know, I didn't know if we were going to get the ball back, you know, to get everybody out. And I just looked at them like I've done so many times. I said, you got to get the basketball. You got to go get it. That thing just swooped in there and took it, you know, and that's what they do. You know, you tell them to do it, they do it. So, you know, it was a good way to finish.
Bethany, as close as you two are, what was it like to see her win the Mental Attitude Award?
I was really hoping she would. Just Brittany says, the losers always win the Mental Attitude. That's what she says. So you never know if she's going to win it or not. I'm just really proud of her because of most of them are sports accomplishments, but Brittany did her homework, studied for tests, and she keeps a good GPA. So I wanted her to win something other than sports, something academic. I think it's really good for our school, too.
I just have one more, Coach. Now that you are post the Neelys in their basketball careers, can you sum up what the 4 years with them has been like? Is that hard for you?
Yeah, I can't sum that up. It's, you know, we just ended. I always talk about not being able to play that movie. But I told, you know, I don't know, I've talked to numerous different people just in the last 10 minutes that have, you know, asked me that question. I know that, you know, they'll be a part of my family my whole life, and I'll be a part of theirs. And, you know, you can only have athletes for so long as far as on the floor, but, you know, they'll be a part of, you know, my family forever. And, you know, they mean a lot to my wife and my son and my, you know, my family in general. So.
Talk about Taylor. How's
Taylor's
ankle?
Do you want Taylor to come up here?
Yeah. You want to talk about your ankle? Because I don't know.
You might want to get up there.
I know that, yeah, our trainer just said, because she's pretty resilient. You know, we've had.
I'm just going to.
We've had Bethany break her tooth off and stay and never leave the floor. And we had in the sectional, I know Taylor went down, you know, pretty hard. And you know, she came back in within like one play, and so, you know, but Jeff said we got to hold her out this time, so I don't know. You can talk on it. How's it doing?
I mean, it kind of just bent the wrong way, and I knew as soon as that happened, I'm like, oh, I'm going down. So, and I'm just so clumsy sometimes. You know, I haven't had an ankle injury or any injury this year, basically, and, you know, it would happen last 2 minutes of a state game.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take that.
So. Taylor, could you describe for us what it was like in the post today defensively?
Defensively, I felt like I was doing my job pretty well. I was tough at times to rebound offensively and defensively because Schickel is just strong and she's tall. So, but defense-wise, I think I did pretty okay, and with the help of my teammates as well on the rolls and whatnot.
Coach, could you talk about the crowd support? I mean, 1,200 strong at least.
Yeah, there's been numerous times before games where I've just looked up in the stands, and, you know, usually it's during, you just kind of take a minute when we're being introduced, and, you know, I just, you know, mouth the word wow, because, you know, I know they gave us 500 tickets, and our AD said, yeah, that ain't going to cut it. So we left the meeting with 1,000, and then we sold like 800 within the first like 4 hours, and, you know, Greentown's only like 2,000 people. So then we had to get another 300, and, you know, that was all we could get. But, you know, our fan support's been tremendous. And Lisa Thompson, our assistant, said that at the beginning. You know, when we were talking to the team, you know, there's a lot of, you know, older, you know, I shouldn't say older women, but it is women who have come through playing basketball and put a lot of time in. And for a while, it wasn't always on the map. And, you know, for our kids to get the opportunity to play in front of a crowd like that, to show that they're on the map is tremendous. And, you know, media in our area, you know, does a great job of shining the spotlight on our kids as well. But we wouldn't be here without the support of them coming, you know, through the tournament.
One final question. What's your message to the younger players on the team now that the Neelys are gone, and what can they do to build off of this?
You know, it's a great experience. You know, we talk about, you know, your time coming, and, you know, there's some that, you know, like Taylor's only a sophomore, so, you know, she stepped up and, you know, she's had to, you know, play a leadership role early. But, you know, you just got to work every day. We're always looking at, you know, who's given 100% effort. That's what we talk about. And, you know, these kids have done that 100% effort all the time. And, you know, our young kids are doing that as well. And, you know, building a program and you know, just going to be able to continue that on. So I think we take the experience and, you know, we build on it. And, you know, they try to, you know, reach heights academically and heights athletically, like we were able to do this year.
Any other questions? Okay, Coach, ladies, thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.
I can take these, Coach.
Yeah, you can take it.